Hey friends, today's episode is going to be a little different. Usually I do an intro and I have some great topic. We dive straight into a specific issue, somewhere between conviction, caffeine, and chaos. But today I want to pull the curtain back a bit. I want to talk about why I even do this podcast, how it started, and honestly, why it means so much to me. This one's more of a let's get to know each other chat, minus the awkward small talk, plus a lot of honesty, sarcasm, and Jesus. So grab your coffee or your tea if you're one of those people, and settle in, because today we're talking about the why behind Unpolished but Cult. When I started this whole faith journey, I had no idea it would lead here to a podcast, a microphone, and a bunch of people tuning in to hear me say things like, obedience is hard but worth it, and Jesus doesn't need your perfection, just your participation. Honestly, if you told me 2 years ago I'd be talking about the gospel instead of grumbling about Wi-Fi speeds, I would have laughed, choked on my coffee, and said, yeah, sure. And next, I'll be leading worship at Hillsong. But spoiler, I cannot sing, so you're safe. But God has this funny way of taking our I could nevers and turning it into, well, apparently I am. But let me start by saying I haven't been in church long, about a year and a half. You might have heard me mention it a time or two. I didn't grow up in youth group. I didn't go on mission trips. And I still sometimes have to double check where certain books are in the Bible. Don't judge me. I'm getting faster at finding Leviticus, okay? I grew up Roman Catholic. Please don't hold that against me. I wasn't exactly a model Catholic. I knew when to stand, when to sit, and how to recite prayers for muscle memory. But as for understanding them, not so much. I believed in God the way you believed in Wi-Fi. You don't see it, but you just hope it works when you need it. As I got older, I didn't want to lock myself into a denomination, so I became one of those I'm spiritual but not religious people. Which, as we know, is basically code for, I believe there's a God, but I don't want him telling me what to do. It's like downloading the terms and conditions of heaven, but refusing to scroll to the bottom and click, I agree. So let's fast forward a few years. Marriage, kids, life, bills, usual chaos buffet. My husband and I tried going to church again a few times. Few different times, but it felt like trying on clothes that just didn't fit. We'd walk into places that were polished to perfection, everyone smiling like they'd just stepped off a Christian magazine cover, and then there was me, holding a coffee and wondering if anyone else was pretending not to swear under their breath in the parking lot. We went through churches that felt more like performance art than places of grace. People cared more about your outfit than your heart. If you didn't fit their mold, you just didn't fit. I felt more discouraged than when I came in. So eventually we just stopped going. We said things like, we don't need a building to have faith. Which is true, except we also weren't really praising or practicing faith outside of that building either. So for years, we just coasted, or I just coasted, believing in God, but keeping him at arm's length like a distant relative who only calls when they need money. And then one day, everything changed. In a weird coincidence, we found a church that actually preached the Bible, like really preached it, chapter and verse, no filters, no fluff, no trying to make God sound like trendy. I remember sitting there that first Sunday thinking, wait, this is it. This is what it's supposed to sound like. It wasn't a concert. No raised arms, no crazy clapping. No, if you're like that, that's great. But I remember I'm Roman Catholic, okay? So it wasn't a TED talk. It was just scripture. It was truth. And the people, they were real. They weren't trying to impress you with how together they looked. They were just honest, messy, faith-filled humans trying to love Jesus and each other the best they could. I had honestly found my people. But more importantly, I found Jesus, not the cultural version, not the wear cross and post a Bible verse version, the real, living, breathing Son of God who cared more about my heart than my highlight reel. And then once that happened, everything shifted. It was crazy how quickly everything shifted. I started hearing the word of God differently, like it was written for me. I'd sit in service thinking, how is this not the biggest news in the world? Why aren't people shouting this from rooftops? Jesus died for us. He loves us. And he's alive. This is not small talk. This is eternity talk. But while I was fired up spiritually, my daily life looked the same. Work, family, dishes, laundry, repeat. But I figured God had already filled the big callings list with missionaries and theologians. And then the rest of us, we just filled out the forms for regular Christians. But then one night, probably about not even a year ago, like maybe, I don't even know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I woke up to a whisper, just one word, right? At first, I assumed it was my brain's way of saying, you forgot to buy notebooks again. So I rolled over and went back to sleep. The next night, same thing, right? Now I'm like, oh, okay, I'm either losing it or God's trying to reach me through the world's most low budget audiobook because I fall asleep to audiobooks. Don't ask me what I listen to, it's embarrassing. So I sat up in bed and said out loud, because apparently I talk to invisible voices now. Lord, if that's you, I haven't written since high school. And unless you want a dramatic essay about my teenage angst, this might not go well. But that feeling, it wouldn't leave. It followed me around like a toddler with a juice box, very persistent, slightly inconvenient, and impossible to ignore. So I came home from work one night and I sat down, opened my laptop, and I just started typing. And then once I started, I couldn't stop. I guess I already had an idea the year prior, shortly after joining the church, of a book idea. I had already had an idea prior to joining the church of a book idea because I'm a store manager and I really saw that there was a need for a manager training. There was just not enough information or not enough information for managers to be reached at their level to get the right information of how to be a good manager. And then I wanted to wrap it up once I joined the church. So that's where I started. That's where I started writing of how can we learn from the greatest leader of how to be a good manager? So that's where I started. And then once I started writing, I couldn't stop. I wrote every spare moment I had before work, after work, in the car. I would dictate, waiting for appointments, late at night. Sometimes I would wake up in the middle of the night. It was crazy. I said no to dinners. I canceled plans. I ignored texts. I would leave people on read. It sounds horrible. I know I'm a terrible person. Trust me. A lot of repenting then. Because obedience was calling louder than the group chats, than the text messages, than the world. Obedience was calling louder than the world. Writing became this sacred, slightly chaotic space where God and I just talked. Well, he talked. I typed. I did a lot of listening. And through those words, he started changing me. And that book then led into another book, where then it was about Proverbs 31. And then it became about me and my walks and changing me. And each page peeled something back, my pride, my fear. And each book taught me something different each time. It taught me how to overcome my own, like I said, my own pride, my fears, the grief. I wrote a book about grief. It helped me overcome my grief for my loss of my mother, who I wasn't very close with. My tendency to control everything that did need controlling. Thank you, Lord. God used my writing as spiritual therapy, with fewer tissues and more caffeine. And I didn't write because I wanted to become an author. And I think that's a misconception. I did publish them because I thought, well, you know, if it helped me, maybe if it can just reach one person, then praise God. I wrote because I couldn't. I could not write. I would be being disobedient. And I wanted to obey God. So somewhere between paragraphs about grace and typos about glory, and there were many, I realized obedience isn't about outcome. It's about surrender. And God didn't ask me to publish the book. He asked me to write it. And once I understood that, the pressure disappeared. I stopped worrying about whether people would read it and started focusing on whether I was actually listening. And I think that was the most important part. And then, just when I thought I'd hit my stride, God decided to play another round of plot twist, obedience edition. Just as I started really loving the fact of the growth in me as a person, then it was like, okay, we're moving on. It's time to do something else. Your growth is great. You've learned a lot. So now let's try something. God wanted me to now get out of my comfort zone again. I was getting too comfortable, I guess, writing. So now it was time to do something else that I was not comfortable doing. And here we are. So I was like, excuse me, what? Now, I'm not a public speaker, as you can probably tell. I'm the person who practices what she's going to say at the drive-thru, literally, the whole way to the drive-thru, driving to the drive-thru. And before I get to the speaker, I am narrating in my head what I'm going to say. It is awful. The idea of doing a podcast was laughable. I didn't even listen to Christian podcasts, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. The only ones I knew were true crime stories narrated by people with unsettling, calm voices. Like, the body was found 3 miles from her home, and I'm your host, Dana. Okay, like, that's the kind of stuff I was listening to, okay? So naturally, I was like, God, no. But that whisper didn't leave. It just sat there in my spirit, tapping its foot like, we're waiting. I finally asked a friend who had a podcast, bless her soul, how do you even start one of these things? And you know what? This woman, bless her, all the blessings. I bombarded her day after day with so many questions, and I did at one point apologize. I was like, I'm sorry if I'm being annoying, because I start to annoy myself with the amount of questions I began asking her. And there was a point where she was like, girl, you need to just do it or I'm gonna start charging you. And I think I was like, and I'm cheap, okay? I was like, oh, I better do it because I don't want to owe her money. And so I did it. Only, I mean, it was only because I was cheap, but that really was a driving factor because I really am cheap. So thank you. Thank you, because money is a good motivator besides the Lord. So she did say, she's like, oh, it's easy. You just talk. And I was like, ha, ma'am, that's your advice? I barely talk to strangers in grocery lines, and now I'm supposed to talk to the world about Jesus? Yes, okay. But obedience is funny that way. It doesn't wait for comfort, right? It waits for a yes. So I prayed. I fumbled. I Googled how to start a podcast without knowing what you're doing. Yes, that was a real Google. And then I just hit record. I had no plan. I did have a script, because I'm a planner. I don't ha I'm no sound engineer. As you can tell, if you listen to my first ones, even now, my sound is all over the place. My sound in this one is probably terrible. I don't even know. No clue what I'm doing. But I prayed. I pray all the time. I pray before, I pray after. I pray sometimes during, I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I do the same podcast episode I recorded several times. I pray in between. I pray, Lord, don't let me say something heretic, like heresy. I'm trying, Lord. And then I just press play. But here we are, 30 plus episodes later. We're still here, still unpolished, still figuring it out, still tripping over my words sometimes. It's messy, and wondering if my microphone can pick up the sound of my nerves and maybe the wincing of my dogs. I don't know. I don't know what you guys can hear or not hear. But here's the thing. God never asked me to be perfect. He asked me to be available, and that is what I am every day. And every time I sit here nervous and unsure and talking to you, like a friend I haven't met yet. I don't know anybody on the other side of this, but I can tell you I love you. I love every listener on here. I appreciate every one of you that tunes in. And I do hope you drop me a line. You find me on Facebook. Please comment because I do appreciate every one of you that does listen, because you are important to me. I wouldn't be doing this besides the Lord calling me to be doing this. But I do appreciate every one of the listeners that do come on here and listen and take the time to listen to my crazy ramblings, because we're all in this together. We are. We're here, right? So here's why I remember why I started this, because somewhere out there, because see, this is what happens when I don't have a script. I go off track. That's why I need a script. This is why I have to write things down. So right now I only have notes, and this is the problem when I don't have a full script. So I'm gonna try to get back on track. So this is why I remember why I started this, because somewhere out there, this is why I started doing this. Somewhere out there, someone feels the same way I did or do every day. Unqualified, unseen, and convinced that God could never use them. And I want you to know he can, he does. And spoiler alert, he will, because obedience isn't glamorous. It's not about platforms or downloads or followers. It's always, always about faithfulness. It's about saying yes when it makes no sense and trusting that God can turn your awkward rambling into someone else's reminder that he's real. Sometimes obedience looks like writing until your hand cramps. Sometimes it looks like recording with shaking fingers. Sometimes it looks like saying no to plans, yes to purpose, and a whole lot of, Lord, please help this make sense. And you know what? It's worth it every time. Because when God calls you to do something, He's not asking for your ability. He's asking for your availability. I didn't start this podcast because I thought the world needed another Christian voice. I started it because I needed to remind myself of God's voice. And somehow, in doing that, he started using it to reach other people too. So, if you've ever wondered why I do this, why I show up, why I hit record, even on the days I don't feel holy or eloquent or remotely qualified, it's because obedience changed my life. And if I can help someone else experience that same kind of transformation, I'll keep showing up, microphone in hand and grace in progress. Because at the end of the day, this podcast isn't about me. It's about what God can do with someone who simply says yes. He didn't need me polished, he needed me willing. And that's why I do this. Thanks for listening, friend. If this episode made you laugh, think, or feel a tiny nudge from the Holy Spirit, share it with someone who needs a reminder that obedience isn't about perfection, it's about showing up anyway. You can find all my books and other Chaos for Jesus at katherineschaefer.com. And while you're there, you might as well sign up for the newsletter. It's free. It's fun. I mean, I've only put out one, but I plan on them being fun. And it's a little like coffee with a friend who won't let you quit on what God called you to do. So until next time, stay unpolished, stay called, and keep saying yes, even when it makes zero sense.